My name is Lewis McDonald, and I was born in Kingston, Ontario, which I guess makes me a hip fan by birthright. Growing up in the 90s, my brother and I loved when my parents had the hip CDs blaring from our living room stereo. Even as a kid, you could tell the music was exciting, and it was cool because it had swear words in it. As I got older, the hip's music tightened its grip on me. Songs like Grace 2, At the 100th Meridian, and Locked in the Trunk of a Car would paint these dark and visceral images. It was heavy, it sounded scary, it was sinister, and it was awesome. And then there were moments of beauty. Images of constellations revealing themselves one star at a time, a sundown in the Paris of the prairies, a drive-in that had been rained out. The list goes on. Like so many other Canadians, this band, their music, and Gord Downie's words mean a great deal to me. In summer 2016, Gord Downie and the Hip reminded us that life is fleeting and it's the little things that you'll remember in the end. And on top of that, Gord Downie had also devoted so much of his time to promote the importance of truth and reconciliation, the importance of healing old and still prevalent wounds with our First Nations communities. With the Secret Path Project, Gord led by example, so by Canada's 150th year, we could walk as one. So here I have, to the very best of my ability, tried to tell the story of the band we all love so much. And to quote Gord, thank you, music lovers. Take care of each other.
As a kid who grew up in Oshawa and in the 90s was a teenager who, like everybody else in my high school, was obsessed with the Tragically Hip.
All the boys in the Tragically Hip wanted you and I to get our toques up.
Toques up, all right, yes.
These are compliments to the band, Gord Downie, Gord Sinclair, Paul Langlois, Robbie Baker, and you met Johnny the drummer.
I did, good guy, you
know
good
them?
Guy.
Do I know them? What? Well, do I know them? Of course I know them. I know the tunes even.
When I was 16, I spent a summer in bars across small town Ontario watching one of the best bands in the world.
And tales of rock and roll bands you've heard through your life. What are you seeing? Trashed hotel rooms, groupies, egos clashing, diamond records, rock and roll excess to the nines? That may be the norm, but that's not how this band's story goes. Because this band was and is anything but the norm. For this band, their story isn't the scandals, glamour, or larger-than-life personas. Their story is the music and how it found a way to etch itself into the hearts of over 11 million Canadians. This is the story of our band, our home and native band, the Tragically Hip. And birthplace of the Hip. It's the early 80s. Five kids, high school friends, get together in their basements and garages to do what exactly? To play some music. Paul Langlois, the last addition to the lineup that would be together for over 30 years. Langlois providing rock-solid rhythm guitar, as well as the band's secret weapon, his backup vocals. Rob Baker, lead guitarist, a true student of music and art. Baker's blue-soaked slide guitar prowess gives the band's music its teeth. Gord Sinclair on bass guitar, providing deep bass grooves that alone would be enough to drive the song. Every band needs an anchor, and the Hip would find theirs in Johnny Faye's drumming. Consistent, driving, and powerful. The son of a heart specialist, it only made sense that Johnny Faye's drumming became the heartbeat of the Hip.
Load out through the snow drift, small groups of people smoke.
Needs a great frontman, and the Tragically Hip would find theirs in Gord Downie.
Our very own Tragically Hip.
1987 would see the first release from the Tragically Hip, a self-titled EP, featuring the songs Highway Girl, Last American Exit, and Small Town Bring Down. Self-titled EP was a solid start for the band, allowing them to play more clubs outside of Ontario. But it was the following LP that truly put the Tragically Hip on the map. Recorded in Memphis, Tennessee and released in 1989, Up to Here would be an album that would eventually achieve diamond status in Canada.
Wanna swim.
Critics have said that this band will appeal to, quote, alternative connoisseurs and hardcore metalheads and everyone in between. Think that's true?
I don't really have time, like when I hear stuff like that, to sort of think about it. Just going out into a crowd and I don't think I say, you know, there's some hardcore metalheads and some alternative fringe types, so we should be okay. We don't really ever get into sort of deciphering what the crowd is and what the types of people are who like our music.
From the sound of the album, I would say it would attract anybody for one reason or another. You know,
that's cool, you know, but, you know, we made it probably first and foremost to fit our standards, you know.
In 1990, the band went to New Orleans to begin work on their follow-up, an album that was set to be released as Saskadelphia, which record executives advised against, thinking that it was too Canadian and it might turn off other listeners. They came back with the title Road Apples, ironically another very Canadian term for frozen horse or cow excrement that could be used as a hockey puck. Road Apples was released in February 1991 and kicked off with the single Little Bones. Apples was the first hip album to reach number one in Canada and was also certified 8 times platinum. The album produced hip favorites like Three Pistols, Twist My Arm, Long Time Running, as well as another fan favorite, Fiddler's Green, a song that was so personal to Gord Downie, it wasn't performed live until 2006.
A song that used to kind of be painful to play is now not as painful to play because maybe it helps some people. Without being too presumptuous, we bring you Fiddler's Green. September 17. For a girl I know, it's Mother's Day. Her son.
Got heavier, the sound got darker, and Gord Downie's lyrics became even stronger. In 1992, the Hip hit it big with Fully Completely. Lyrically, the album comes together like a quilt of Canadian stories. Writer Hugh McLennan. Early pioneer Jacques Cartier. The tragic story of Bill Barilko of the Toronto Maple Leafs. Bill Barilko disappeared that summer. As well as songs sung around campfires across Canada every summer, Wheat Kings, about the wrongful imprisonment of David Milgaard. Nation whispers we always knew he'd go free. And you can't be fond of living in the past. If you are, then there's no way that you're gonna last. Fully Completely, the tragically hip began another roadside attraction, a traveling outdoor music festival that went through Canada and the northern United States. Expanding on the sounds they explored in Fully Completely and taking them further, the tragically hip in 1994 released Day for Night. To promote the album in 1995, the band performed on Saturday Night Live, with fellow Kingstonian Dan Aykroyd introducing them.
From Kingston, Ontario, Canada, home of Kirk Muller, Walter Frank High, and me, it is my honor to introduce to America my friends, the tragically hip.
The band played two songs from Day for Night, Grace 2 and Nautical Disaster.
Introduced us, and it was just a thrill ride, like getting shot out of a cannon, you know, and landing on an aircraft carrier and pulled back on the joystick, and we were off into the American consciousness for 3.5 minutes.
Yeah.
In 1996, the tragically hip would continue their streak of making interesting, thoughtful rock and roll music. Trouble at the Hen House was recorded in the tragically hip studio, The Bathhouse, featuring the singles Gift Shop and another beloved Canadian anthem, Ahead by a Century. The hip were only gaining more momentum, and they had one more classic album to release before the end of the decade. 1998 saw the release of Phantom Power, featuring the singles Poets,
tell me what the poets are doing,
Something On,
but you've got something on,
and yet another campfire classic, Bob Cajun.
It was in Bob Cajun where I saw the constellation.
The song holds a special place in the hearts of many Canadians, and in 2011, the hip made it to Bob Cajun, Ontario, to perform a concert.
Bob Cajun is a love story, but it's a mystery.
Bob Cajun has a personal meaning for me.
It was the first time that I really realized that I loved this girl.
At the Air Canada Centre in Toronto on New Year's Eve, followed shortly by the release of their new album, Music at Work.
My music at work.
2002 saw the release of In Violent Light, sporting the singles Silver Jet, It's a Good Life If You Don't Weaken, and The Darkest One, with a music video featuring Don Cherry and the Trailer Park Boys.
Gord's gonna give us some chicken if we get him a new motor.
How much chicken?
One bucket.
One bucket? Are you f***ed in the head?
Oh, you didn't know you meant one bucket. I can eat a bucket myself.
Two buckets of chicken, some gravy, mashed potatoes, fries.
Yeah. Macaroni salad.
Chocolate cake.
Warm buns, butter, coleslaw.
One bucket.
Two buckets of chicken and drive to the liquor store.
Deal.
The years to follow would see the hippie inducted into Canada's Music Hall of Fame, as well as be given a star on Canada's Walk of Fame. In 2004, they performed the halftime of the Grey Cup show, as well as released their album, In Between Evolutions.
Let's threaten, heading home in the dust, singing life is forgetting, good enough for the fellas.
In 2006 and 2009, the Hip would work with famed Canadian producer Bob Rock. World Container was released in 2006 with the singles Lonely End of the Rink, Family Band, and In View. Saw the release of the acoustic flavored We Are the Same.
Just say one little thing that could make me feel better under this morning. Yeah.
The Hip were back at it again in 2012 with Now for Plan A, an album that would be very personal for Gord Downie.
So you're in the middle of writing an album and your wife is diagnosed with cancer. So what does that do?
This quote that Raymond Carver's wife wrote about him, saying that poetry wasn't merely, I'm paraphrasing, reticence for what we meant to say. It's a place to be ample and grateful to those nearest and dearest our hearts. To show my love and gratitude and devotion, fear for my wife, my friend.
Done and done, days accomplished. If I had a wish, it'd be for more of this.
Tuesday morning, May 24th, 2016, as Canadians headed back to work after a relaxing long weekend, the devastating news came out.
As you all know, the band released a statement this morning via their website.
Gord has a primary brain tumor. This is one that started from within the brain itself. It's too early right now in Gord's trajectory to understand what his prognosis might be.
A day after the news of Gord Downie's diagnosis, the band announced an itinerary for a summer tour across Canada, beginning in Victoria and ending in their hometown, Kingston, Ontario.
Yeah, this is what these guys do, and yeah, so I think when this all started to happen, it was certainly a goal. The band has a new record that they're really proud of, and knowing Gord that way is, yeah, he was like, I want to go play these songs for people.
Gord has written songs that have hearkened to all of the significant events in our lives as Canadians for the past almost 3.5 generations, whether it be exhilaration at a wedding or a graduation or at a concert or in time of heartbreak. We remember Hip songs that take us back and are anthemic touchstones to the significant events in our lives.
A range of emotions that I think when I first saw them come on stage, I could feel myself smiling ear to ear, seeing Gord doing his thing on stage and just him and the boys, happy to be here doing their thing.
The atmosphere inside that arena tonight was just electric. You could have taken that heat and that energy and just powered the entire globe. It was on fire.
What is it about the Tragically Hip that resonates with Canadians?
Gord and the Tragically Hip are an inevitable and essential part of what we are and who we are as a country. And tonight, we get to say thanks and we get to celebrate that.
The Hip played their final show August 20th, 2016, in Kingston, Ontario. It was broadcast live to over 11 million viewers. The Hip returned for a third encore, the final song of the night, Ahead by a Century. The whole country sang along. No dress rehearsal. This is our life.